Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
I made out the shopping list, Mrs. Brady, and I'll finish the washing. I don't think
I've forgotten. Alice, will you please stop worrying? We'll be fine. Now, just have a nice vacation.
I will. I really will. You know, it just broke my heart saying goodbye to the children this morning. It's just going to seem like a year before I see them again.
Alice, you're only going to be gone a week.
So I'm 358 days off.
Well, they're going to miss you, too.
Well, I wouldn't go if I didn't know you had a first-rate pinch hitter for me. You're going to love my cousin Emma.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will.
Like I said, she's efficient, well-organized, a born manager. There she is now. Hey, hi, Emma. Hi there, Alice. My, it's good to see you. You too. Emma, meet Mr. and Mrs. Brady.
Hello, Emma.
Hi, it's nice to have you with us.
We hope you'll be comfortable.
Thank you. I just hope that I'm able to make you people comfortable. There are six more Bradys to meet when they get home from school. Good. The more there are, the better I like it. Oh, that'll be Sam to drive me to the airport. Well, adios, aloha, arrivederci, and auf Wiedersehen.
Alice, now what kind of a goodbye is that?
When you get on an airplane nowadays, you never know where you're going to end up.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Now you take good care of the Bradys, Cousin Emma. I'm coming. I think I can handle the job, folks. Wasn't 20 years in the wax for nothing. Mustered out as Master Sergeant.
Master Sergeant?
Yes, ma'am. Helped run the mess hall for an entire company.
That must have been a very difficult job.
Not if you're organized. Halt! About face! Forward march and close the door. Hut-do, hut-do, hut-hut-hut. Move along. Hut-hut-hut-do, hut-do, hut-do. Just a question of control.
Hut two. What's happening?
I don't know. There it is again. Open it who?
Move it out of the sack. Hut-to, hut-to.
But it's barely light outside.
Right. Rise with the sun, get your day's work done.
But we don't work. We go to school.
Makes no difference. Good habits start early in life.
Do they have to start so early in the morning?
Cut the chatter, man. Suit up and fall out in the yard in 15 minutes.
The yard?
What are we gonna do in the yard?
Rise and shine, girls. Breakfast at all 800 hours.
But it's only 6 in the morning.
Right.
What are we supposed to do till all 800 hours?
Calisthenics.
Calisthenics?
Oh, no!
And when I say calisthenics, I mean... That's all.
That's all. I think I'll be going back to bed.
Yes.
As you were. Never break formation till you've been given the order. Back, snap to it. Hop, 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 hop. We're just getting warmed up.
How come we had to come out here to get warmed up?
Yeah.
I was warmer in bed.
Boy, she really has the kids hustling.
Do you think it might be too much for them, Mike?
Oh, a little exercise can't hurt them.
All right, what we're going to do now are deep knee bends.
Oh,
deep knee bends.
I mean deep. Got it? Ready, set, exercise. Hut, two, hut, two. Heads up, chest out, back, straight. Looking great.
Oh, this is for the birds.
Yeah, the birds.
Are you kidding? No bird in his right mind to do knee bends at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Can she do this to us?
She's doing it, isn't she? My knee's been okay before we started.
Hut, two, hut, two, hut, two, hut, two, and that's all. Fall out.
Oh. Can we eat now?
Hey,
yeah. Simmer down. There'll be no chow until after inspection of quarters. Get a little more elbow grease on those shoes.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
That's no way to stow socks. You roll them like this. That's a regulation sock roll. That looks like a mushy bed, soldier. Tighten that blanket. That quarter is supposed to jump like a spring.
Yes, ma'am.
Why? Regulations, that's why. Well, it's not too bad for a first inspection. At ease.
This is like being in the army.
I wonder what the punishment is for going over the hill.
That's rough.
Well, girls, do you think this room can stand the glove test?
What's the glove test?
That is the glove test. Get rid of that dust.
Why don't we keep the dust and get rid of her?
Yeah. Uncle Sam had her. Why didn't he keep her?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Uh-oh. Something's wrong.
What makes you say that?
Because you have that something's wrong look in your eye.
Well, it's Emma.
Uh-oh, what's the matter with Emma?
Well, I know she means well, honey, but she's awfully hard on the kids.
Oh, you mean the exercises?
Well, it's not just the exercises. It's the room inspections and that awful hut-to all over the place.
Oh, honey, she's just one of those persons that has to have everything organized.
Oh, you're not kidding. She's organized me right out of my own kitchen. Oh, and by the way, this is for you. She wants you to initial it.
Oh, yeah? What's this?
Well, it's a duty roster.
A duty roster?
Yep. She's given the kids assignments. There's KP, laundry detail, trash detail, bathroom detail.
I'm surprised she didn't say latrine.
She did. I had to translate for the kids.
Oh, well, honey, there's nothing wrong with the kids having duties assigned to them.
You mean you approve of all this?
Well, a little discipline can't hurt.
Okay. I wonder if you'll feel the same way at dinner tonight.
What's going to happen at dinner tonight?
You'll see.
Troops! In here, troops! Come on, in here. Grab a plate and get in line. Form a line right around here. No pushing. Organization is the order of the day.
What are we eating?
Potatoes, MacArthur, beef, Eisenhower, and succotash Pentagon. After you've finished eating, I want you to rinse off your plates and pile them in the sink. Now, who's got KP on the duty roster?
I guess I do.
Well, then you eat first. Hut-to.
We're having
succotash Pentagon?
Hut-to, hut-four. I don't like this anymore.
I've got the terrible feeling we've all been drafted.
Dad?
Yep.
Mom? Can we talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's the trouble?
What isn't the trouble?
Do we have to go in for all that gung-ho jazz? Especially the exercises.
Oh. Well, son, nothing wrong with building up your body.
And what better way than exercising every day?
I'm glad to hear you feel that way, Mr. and Mrs. Brady. People don't always like what's good for them.
Yeah, that's what I was pointing out. Kids need exercise.
Adults too, Mr. Brady, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
You too, Mrs. Brady. You got a nice little figure there. You wouldn't want it to go to pot.
No, I guess I wouldn't.
Good. Then I'll expect you both to join us tomorrow morning, Roger.
Like you said, there's nothing wrong with building up your bodies.
And what better way than exercising every day, right?
Tomorrow morning at 0600 hours.
0600 hours?
That's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hut, two, three, four. Hut, two, three, four. Hut, two, three, four. Make those tummies clear the floor. 5, 6, 7, 8. Lower those backs and keep them straight. Hut, two, three, four. Hut, two, three, four. Hut, two, three, four. And up.
Well, it certainly makes you feel better, doesn't it?
I don't know. Right now, I can't feel anything.
All right, troops, let me have your attention. I'd like to make an announcement. Tomorrow morning, we will not be doing calisthenics. Hold it. Instead, I have a special surprise.
I'm sorry I got you into this. Why don't you just drop out and go home?
Are you kidding? And face a court martial?
Chow time!
As Sergeant Emma would say, are you A-okay?
Oh, no. My A is far from okay. And my B and C are the same.
You know, if Emma weren't Alice's cousin, I'd ship her out for overseas duty.
Yeah, you're here.
Come in.
No. Mom and Dad?
Yeah?
On behalf of all the kids, we'd like to put a proposition to you.
What kind of proposition?
Well, if we don't have to have Emma the rest of the week, we'll do all the housework.
We'll even get up at 0600 hours and do stuff before we go to school.
And we'll come home right after school and do work, too.
What we're trying to say is we'd like an honorable discharge from Emma's army.
Oh, that's funny. Your father and I were just talking about that.
And?
Well, it's not quite that simple. Emma is Alice's cousin, and we're on kind of delicate ground.
We wouldn't want to hurt Alice's feelings, would we?
I guess not.
We didn't think of that.
Well, I guess we're all stuck for the duration.
I wish we could give her a 3-day pass or something.
Yeah, that sure would help.
Hey, why not? Mike, why couldn't we get her to take a couple of days off?
Or even one?
That's a good idea. Let's talk to her.
Oh,
Oh, honey. Oh, just arranging these dishes in GI order. Have you ever read the Army Manual on Mess Hall Organization?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
No, you should. It's an eye-opener.
Emma, we appreciate your working so hard. Yeah, but Mrs. Brady and I are a little concerned about it.
Yeah, we think you've been working just a little too hard.
Nothing wrong with hard work.
No, no, but you can overdo it. Even in the Army, they gave you 3-day passes, didn't they?
Oh, sure they did, but I never took them.
You never took them.
Mr. and Mrs. Brady, I served 20 years in Uncle Sam's Army. Never gold-bricked once. I'm not about to start now. No, sir, I've got a week's special duty here, and you're going to get every minute of it. Hey, Mr. Brady, that buckle of yours is tarnishing. I've got an Army glad rag that'll shine that right up.
We heard.
Sorry, kids. Emma's not going to budge until Alice returns from her vacation.
I don't think I can stand it till Alice gets back.
Now, there must be something we can do. I called you guys together for some good news. Marsha and I have figured out some plans for Sergeant Emma.
Wow.
All right, you two get a special mission that's going to knock Emma for a loop.
And you two are going to help me and Greg. Come here.
Okay.
All right, let's put it all the plan
there. Did some checking.
We figured before Emma's
in the
room. Emma's going to be scared. Sure, remember Alice? She screamed and jumped 10 feet high.
Yeah.
Emma will leave here as fast as she can. Now, where shall we put it?
Hey, how about the wastebasket?
Perfect. Okay, Goliath, I'm counting on you.
Sure, it's nice of Benji to lend us his pet mouse.
Yeah. Ready?
Roger. Emma's got me saying it.
Okay, go.
Emma! 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 There's a rat in the kitchen.
It's great big. It's got huge yellow teeth.
They're probably all over the place.
Now, where's this one?
It's in the wastebasket. Watch out. Those teeth are horrible.
Oh. And yellow.
It's awful. Yeah. Oh, it's going to get us.
Oh, what? This little fella?
Oh, he's getting out.
Why, he wouldn't hurt a fly. Remember, good soldiers aren't afraid of anything. He's cute. Here, take a pet out of him.
She sure wasn't scared of a mouse.
Maybe Benji has a skunk.
Skunk, I think we need King Kong.
The dusty.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, troops. As his caissons go rolling. You want something?
Well, we were just wondering why you're working so hard if you feel so bad.
Who says I feel bad?
Well, you're always telling us to stand up straight like you do. And from the way you're bent over, you must feel terrible.
I'm just bent over dusting.
Well, what about the dark circles?
What dark circles?
Under your eyes. Yeah, and you look kind of feverish.
Feverish?
Maybe we shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
Forget it, Emma. See you around.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Emma, are you feeling okay?
Well, sure I'm feeling okay.
Oh, your face is so flushed. I thought you might be sick.
What's the matter with your eyes?
My eyes, why?
Well, they look kind of glazed.
Maybe she's getting the pink eye. Emma, now you're getting pale as a ghost.
Pale?
You better sit down. You look like you might faint.
I never fainted in my whole life.
I think you're supposed to put your head between your knees.
Emma, you ought to take it easy. Go away for a couple of days' rest.
Right.
You know what's the matter with me? It's those calisthenics.
Well, I bet that's what it is.
Too much exercising, right?
Wrong. I've been too easy on myself. Getting soft as a civilian. Effective 0600 hours tomorrow. Double calisthenics. We are really going to shape up around here. On the hill of the day, Emma hit the dusty trail. As those caissons go rolling along. Thank you.
No, honey. Mm. You know what time it is?
Time for Emma's exercises.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you realize what today is?
How could I forget? Alice is coming home. Mm-hmm. The prisoners of war are about to be liberated.
Oh, boy. She sure will be a sight for sore eyes. Oh. And sore back, and yeah. Sore arms, and sore legs.
Oh, well, the kids can hardly wait. Honey, why don't we give Alice a coming home party?
Hey, yeah, why don't we?
Yeah, why don't we? I'll order a cake from the bakery, and I'll have Greg pick it up on his way home from school.
Yeah, I'm for that. Well, we better get a move on. You know how Emma is about her 0600 calisthenics.
Roger. I don't want to get thrown in the stockade. Hi.
Here's the cake.
Oh, that looks delicious.
Delicious and fattening.
Yeah. Here, let me help you. Careful now.
Hey, mind if I look too?
Oh, well, it's just a cake, Emma.
Oh, that's a party cake if I ever saw one.
Well, let me explain, Emma. You see, it's just...
Oh, you don't have to explain, Mrs. Brady. I understand.
You do?
Of course I do. Today's my last day here, and you want to give me a going-away party. Right?
Right.
Well, troops, I never really expected anything like this. I want you to know that this is the nicest thing that's happened to me since I got the General Haggerty Award for my campaign, Make Your Barracks Beautiful.
Oh, Emma, it's really nothing.
Oh, yes, it is something, folks. The Army's a lonely life. You make a friend, you get transferred away. Big evening for me used to be going to the PX for shoe polish. I've loved every single minute I've been here. And you've all shaped up just great. If it was in my power, I'd give you all good conduct medals with an oak leaf cluster. Hi, everybody! I'm back! Oh, my! What a reception! I'll go out and come in again. Oh, well, having a little celebration here? Cousin Alice, my wonderful platoon has made a farewell party for old Sarge. Oh, well, isn't that nice? See, I told you the Bradys were something pretty special. And I guess you all have discovered that Cousin Emma's something special, too.
Oh, she's something special, all right.
You better believe it.
Well, that's great. Because now I won't have to feel funny about going away again. We can just ask Cousin Emma to come back.
Alice, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing with that whistle?
Well, Emma left it for me. She said the whole family just loved getting up at 6 and exercising. Yeah, and she left me, as a matter of fact, all these instructions on a whole lot of other things. The first calisthenics at 0600, then mess call. To be followed immediately by the white glove test for the inspection of the quarters. If, and then only if, everyone passes that test, there'll be a rest... Hey, where'd